Maha au Front, a movement here in Quebec and in certain other provinces in Canada with a Francophone presence, is a group made up of mothers, grandmothers, and their allies with a mission to protect children and future generations from the impacts of climate change and to assure a better future for these children. In other provinces in Canada, Maha au Front works with 4-Hour Kids to maximize the impact that mothers and their allies have across the country. Various regions and municipalities across Quebec have a local Maha au Front group, including here in the Eastern Townships. There's Maha au Front Estrie, Maha au Front et ses alliés des cantons l'Est, Maha au Front Memphremagog. These groups carry out and or support projects related to preserving the environment and biodiversity. The group's current focus is the Generational Chair Project, which is taking place across Quebec. CIDI had the chance to chat with Mirabelle Kelly, member of Maha au Front et ses alliés des cantons l'Est, who gave us some more information about Maha au Front and the Generational Chair Project. Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and thank you so much for tuning in. Mirabelle, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for chatting with CIDI. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me and for your interest in the project.
Yeah, so we are here today, Mirabelle, to speak about a group called Maha au Front des Cantons l'Est and a project that the group is currently working on. I was wondering if you could please start off by highlighting Maha au Front des Cantons l'Est for our listeners. This is the first time that I have heard of this group. I was wondering if you could just chat with us a little bit about it.
Well, actually, I'm pretty new to the group, but I can tell you my experience learning about the group. I was involved recently with a piece of land in Farnham. It's a peatland that was about to be developed for residential development. We know that peatlands are very important for climate change mitigation and for water filtration, the quality of water. So I was very interested in that project because the land belongs to the town of Farnham. So I thought maybe citizens could have an impact in changing the direction of the project. So I got involved with that and tried to get some help from different organizations, from the government, from health services, to get some support to try to protect the land. And it was very hard to get any help because politically people were linked either through financing or through political links. People didn't want to get involved too much. But then I was working with a group in Farnham trying to protect the land, and we got help from Maha au Front. So amongst all the people that could help us, the people who came really and gave us some support were these mothers that came on a weekend from all over the region to give us support and help us to defend the land. So I was very moved by this, and they asked me if I wanted to join. So this is really recent for me, but I know the group has been going on since 2020. It's really a group of mothers and grandmothers and their allies, so uncles, fathers, grandfathers, brothers, who are working together to try to give a better future for our children in terms of the actual climate crisis and also the biodiversity crisis. So we're trying to do actions that try to protect the future of our children.
Okay, so basically you work together to do different projects and initiatives to highlight the importance of preserving this world that we have here for our future generations.
Exactly, yes. And it's really a group, it's very loosely defined, I would say. There's no hierarchy. It's very, you get involved with what interests you and what you're ready to give in terms of time. So it's really a good way to be in a supportive group and get some ideas and get things, you know, projects going. So I'm very happy to be and very proud to be in this group.
And this group is specifically for people located, we were speaking a little bit about that before the interview, people in Bromissisqua, Orford, and Granby, if I'm correct, right?
Well, actually, anybody in the Eastern Townships could join. There's a group, there's a core group in Sherbrooke, and there's also the Eastern Township group that includes, for the moment, these three communities. But, you know, anybody from our area who would be interested in the other municipalities can for sure call us and join.
Okay, great. So there are various municipalities in the townships that have a group that's kind of serving their region.
Yes, well, for example, if you're in Rome, Knowlton, if you're interested, you could contact the group and, you know, join the activities and be informed of what is going on with the group without being necessarily part of, you know, Bedford or a specific municipality.
Awesome. Now, you're new to the group, so I don't know if you can highlight some of the projects that the group has already worked on to fulfill its mission.
Well, the group is relatively recent, so up till now I know they have been supporting different activities. I talked about the page line in Farnham. Mm-hmm. There's also one in Bainville. They're supporting other Marocon groups. For example, in the Abitibi region right now, Wainaranda, there's a lot going on with mining and the quality of water. So our group is supporting other initiatives in other regions also. But the chair project is really something that is going on throughout the province. For now, this is the main project that we're working on in the moment.
Yeah, so why don't we dive into that a little bit more? It's called the Generational Chair Project, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so in French, Chaise des Générations, or Generational Chair Project. So what it is children work on the project. It starts with the children, so they have a chair to decorate, and this chair will be given to the municipality, to the city council members, and hopefully be part of the table, so that the members have a concrete reminder of the importance of that all their decisions have an impact on the future generations.
Yeah, so it's basically meant to symbolize the children that need to be taken in consideration when they're making decisions at the table.
Exactly. So the children are asked to decorate the chair with their heart. You know, there's no limit on what they can do with the chair, but obviously it turns around the environment and biodiversity. So for example, the children are working in Granby on this chair. It's a grade 4 class at Parkview Elementary who's making the chair for Granby, and the city, the council has accepted the project and are working with us to have a ceremony where the children will be able to give the chair. They're making a little plaque so that the chair will be recognized and have its place at the town council. So I think it's very nice that cities are open to this project. Actually, the project was developed by the mayor of Quebec City.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's the one who developed the idea and asked for a chair to be given at the Quebec City Council. So this project initially was initiated by the mayor of Quebec City, but now has been taken over by my whole home throughout the province.
You've been working with the students on this chair at Parkview Elementary. Have you seen the difference that this project has made?
I know they're working on the project. So first of all, it's a collaborative project. So it's a nice experience for them to work together. They had to choose the chair, choose the way they would decorate it. And now they're you know, doing that just as a group. So it's not just an ordinary art project, but a project that will be exposed to other, you know, given to the town. So it's very, very special for them. And I think it's empowering them to understand that they have an impact, that they can participate, that their voice can be heard. It's really empowering for them, I think.
Yeah, and it encourages students to and children to get involved and to fight for what they believe in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and there's a way to do it. You know, there's different ways to be heard, but this is a beautiful way. I think it's an art project. It's a way to express the importance of what they think for their future. It's very moving to see all this work being done.
Sometimes children can't put into words what they're feeling, but when it comes to art expression, it can be a little bit easier for them.
There will be something that will be read also when the chair will be given out to the town. But I mean, the main object that will remind town council members of the importance of their decisions is the art project of the chair.
And have other municipalities received chairs so far, like here in our region of Eastern Townships, or is Granby one of the first ones to be involved in this project?
Well, in Quebec province, what I understand is there are 30 municipalities that have a chair so far, and around 65 that have a chair being worked on right now. So we are in Granby, we are one of those 60 municipalities. So, you know, for Quebec province has about 1,000 municipalities, about 10% of municipalities will have a chair by this summer. That's a nice start for the project. Yeah, so Granby is not the first, but in our area we have Bedford, Stanbridge East, Cowansville's working on a chair, Sutton's working on a chair. So there's a lot of interest in our area in the last few months.
Awesome. And I know that you're currently working at Parkview, but do you hope to work with other schools as well in the area? Do you hope to keep the project going after this?
Yes, well, yes. I don't. It's a lot of work. So obviously it's nice to have people from the municipalities to take on the project for their town. Some towns have asked for a chair but don't have yet a Maire-au-Franc group to work on the project, so they're contacting the group to see if we can help. But I think it's something that's it's a work in progress. So it's something that is growing. So I think, you know, we'll be hearing about more projects in the future for sure.
Great. Now, for people who want to get involved maybe with Maire-au-Franc or want to find out more information about the group, where can they turn to find this?
There's a website, Maire-au-Franc website, that you can go to on the internet. There's also Maire-au-Franc des Cantons de l'Est. We have a specific group. So we're also available, or you can contact us through Facebook. We have Marie-Andrée Foucault, who is the regional organizer for our group. So she can be found through Facebook also. So I think that's the easiest way to reach us.
Perfect. I really just wanted to give that information for people if they're interested. Those are all the questions that I had for you, Mirabelle, about Maire-au-Franc des Cantons de l'Est and the generational chair project. But I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that I may not have brought up in our conversation.
Well, I'd like just to thank you and thank everybody working on different projects throughout the Eastern Townships, trying to protect our environment. I think Maire-au-Franc is a wonderful group, but there are certainly many other opportunities to get involved, and I'd encourage every family, every person that can do something, to do so. There's a real impact that can be made.
Well, thank you so much again, Mirabelle, and if there's ever anything, if there's any other Maire-au-Franc projects that pop up and that you think would be really important to highlight, please let me know.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Taylor.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.